Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We have an interesting dilemma. President Trump came out and promoted something called med beds. And to be honest with you, I'm totally unfamiliar with it, but it later was linked in subsequent stories to frequency-based intervention in health. I'm not here to either endorse or debunk. I'm simply going to present what is and ask a few questions. This is going to be probably one of the most mind-blowing presentations we've ever made. But as I said, if you're looking for me to lead you to a conclusion of false hope that we have the cure-all for everything, you're going to be disappointed. But if you're looking for some debunking that's done officially, question why President Trump did what he did, and then finally come back at you with what we know about frequency interventions, and then say, you decide where this is going. And I've hesitated. I mean, Trump came out with this on September 25th. It's been a while. I sat on this because I thought, I don't want to look at it. But then I started asking myself some questions. I'm going to ask the same questions here, and then I want you to tell me by sending comments what you think, what you're wondering about. What else would you like me to investigate on this topic? Anyway, we're brought to you by the great products at Magic Dicol, the Nanosoma Starter Pack. Absolutely fantastic. 15% off the retail price. Absolutely love this product. It saved my life, the Nanosoma liquid spray. It's all natural. You can use as much as you want. Maintenance dose is thought to be about 5 sprays once a day. And it got me through some really debilitating health issues with a very negative prognosis. And then when I was working out in the gym and regaining my former self and then actually surpassing my former self, the joint inflammation crept up and the topical gel entered in. That's the second part of this 3-pack. And today I have no issues because it grows pluripotent stem cells. Then, of course, there's a skin cream for fine lines and wrinkles. I used it for the massive cut that probably needed 4 to 6 stitches on my index finger of my left hand. And you saw the bandages, completely cured today, completely healthy. It's absolutely incredible what this has done. How do you get yours? Get 15% off. You go to IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. Let me review what happened with President Trump. I'm not going to show you the video because I don't want to be accused of, shall we say, encouraging medical disinformation. And I'm just baffled by this topic, but we're going to be as factual as we can here. President Trump came on True Social and they claim it was AI generated. I couldn't tell, but that's why AI generated is really good. And he said on his own platform, we're going to be releasing medbed technology. It regenerates limbs, cures diseases, blah, blah, all that stuff. Okay. So that was on True Social for 2 days. Then it was removed. So I decided to do a little bit of a dive into the AI and see what they could tell me. And I found two different versions. The first is this: September 2025, Donald Trump posted and then deleted an AI-generated video on Truth Social promoting MedBeds, a quote, non-existent healing technology central to a QAnon conspiracy theory. And by the way, for the record, I debunk QAnon at every step. What the deleted post claimed was the video was created to look like a news segment on Fox News hosted by AI-generated version of Laura Trump. But what the debunking, and I'll show you another debunker in a second, they still don't answer these three questions. Why did not President Trump come out and disavow the post or his press secretary or someone related to the Truth Social? Why didn't that happen? How does that get up there and stay up there for 48 hours without Trump's complicit approval? Good question, isn't it? Number two, why didn't Fox discredit the post and condemn the alleged disinformation? And I think there's some copyright claims there that could have been followed. Why hasn't this been done? And I've waited long enough here that we should have seen some of the back and forth on PR, and we haven't seen any of it. Why didn't Lara Trump chastise the misuse of her image and alleged statements? None of that's happened, and the AI posts don't deal with that. And I'm not saying the AI posts are wrong. I'm just saying I'd like to see that challenged on that level. So I'm putting those challenges out there. Here's another AI overview. Med beds are not a real medical technology, but a fictional cure-all that generated in QAnon and other, here's your catch terms, far right conspiracy theory communities. The stories surrounding them are entirely unsubstantiated. Well, let me just say this. If they're secretive, if they're protected by national security, of course they'd be unsubstantiated. We used microwave technology in a number of ways, including weaponizing it about 35, 40 years before the general public got to use it for microwave ovens. That's just one example. The internet was held secret for over 30 years because it was a secret communication alternative in case of a nuclear attack developed by the Army Intel. That's called technological lag. It's actually an expression used in modern sociology. So I don't think the fact that it's unsubstantiated would be surprising. If it was classified, you'd have no way of substantiating it. So that doesn't automatically debunk it. The concept has been debunked by journalists. Same claim. If it's classified, how would you know? Medical experts. Yeah, well, I think your average doctor would look at this and say it's nonsense. I did. Regenerate limbs. That's what they're claiming. You can regenerate limb growth, restore organs. Now, the restore the organs isn't quite as shocking to me, but regenerate limbs? Are we amphibians? No. I'm not going to go down that road with the reptile lizard people, but I think that was a nonsense story. I think this is absolutely ludicrous and it makes no sense. That was my initial reaction. I'm still probably leaning in that direction. Here's what the med bed, according to AI conspiracy, claims. Do you notice I always put the word conspiracy in some of these things? The word's been very misused. And let me digress just for a minute. If you promote anything that two bad people would conspire together to do something illegal, well, that's a conspiracy theory, as if no one would ever do that. It's ridiculous. Anyway, they go on to say it's secret technology the US military developed, or a deep state that is secretly in possession of advanced technology known as med beds, which can cure all diseases, reverse aging, and regrow limbs instantly. Okay, if that's really the case, wouldn't Rockefeller and Kissinger and these people live infinitely? Well, they both died at about 100. I think Rockefeller was 103 and Kissinger was 100. Okay, so I have a hard time buying into the fact that the med beds would basically reverse aging. They're of alien origin. I laughed out loud when I read this. Some versions of the theory claim the technology is not human, but of alien origin. Okay, I think that's a silly explanation for this. Withheld from the public. This is the part that I challenge. Proponents believe that the wealthy elites and the pharmaceutical industry are deliberately withholding this technology to maintain power and profit from the existing healthcare system. On the surface, that could make some sense because if this modern technology came out and was a cure-all for many things, big pharma would start to go broke in certain segments. That's not far-fetched if it's true. And see, the key phrase is if it's true. But the fact is that technology would never be withheld, is what's being implied here. That's BS. It's withheld all the time. And it has been throughout our modern history. That doesn't mean this technology exists by any means, but to explain it away on this basis, I don't buy into that. Imminent release. Conspiracy theorists often promise that med beds will be made available to the public soon, sometimes claiming it'll be during a major political event or the storm. I don't know what they're referring to there with the storm. I don't buy the imminent release. Here's how the stories are spread, according to AI. Medbed stories are spread rapidly through social media platforms like Telegram, TikTok, and Truth Social. They left out some of them, didn't they? AI-generated content, late September 25, AI-generated video designed to look like Fox News, Donald Trump, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, but it was deleted, but not before being amplified by believers. My biggest question is, how did this stay up on Truth Social without the approval of Trump and or the people in charge of Truth Social? Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that we have an answer. Appealing to desperation, experts note that the conspiracy gains traction by offering false hope to those suffering from chronic illnesses or facing desperate medical situations. Could lead to a placebo effect. I hear what they're saying there, and I don't totally disagree. Influencer promotion, QAnon influencers, which I am not one, have played a significant role in promoting the MedBed myth. To be honest with you, I was totally ignorant of this until this latest deal with Trump in September appeared. I didn't know what a MedBed was, never heard of it. We're contributing, supposedly, influencers to the spread within their communities. Harms and scams associated with MedBed stories. Now, some of this I agree with AI. Medical misinformation, promoting a fictional cure-all is a dangerous form of medical information. I think it could stretch the imagination, ask questions about what could be possible, and that's the wellspring for experimentation and invention. So I don't totally disagree. I don't totally agree here with this. There's an element I will agree with, and you'll see. Expert warns that believers may forego legitimate science-based medical care while waiting for med beds to be released. I agree with that 100%. No one should ever bypass their doctor for a 2-minute de supposedly debunked or and deleted video. Get treated by your doctor. So I do agree with the false hope in foregoing medical treatment. No one should do that because this is not proven. Okay. Financial scams. Con artists have capitalized on the stories by selling devices accessed to MedBed centers that claim to use pseudoscientific methods worth thousands of dollars. Okay, that's fraud. They'll go to jail for that. I think AI is going down a blind alley here. This is absolute fraud. And we get fraud that's medical all the time. And you just deal with it by investigating and then indicting if necessary. Preying on the vulnerable. Scammers particularly target desperate people and vulnerable groups with false promises of miracle cures. That's part of the scam. The truth about MedVets, lack of evidence. There's zero credible scientific evidence for the existence of MedBeds as described by the conspiracy. Well, I did a little deep dive in this and I read people like Michael Sala and stuff like this. And they said it's frequency based. Now, because of what I'm going to share with you about frequency based does not mean I endorse MedBeds. I put a question mark over it. I don't know. I would lean towards with limb regeneration. It's probably not true. Some other things, well, I'm more open-minded, and I'll tell you why. Dr. Sherry Edwards, she can play and listen to and analyze the frequencies. It's all computer generated now by Sherry. It's AI. And she can tell what you've had in your past for illness, even if the symptoms are no longer present. Hello, that would be yours truly, Dave Hodges. She did an analysis of me and things that I had before school age that went away. She said, you had this. She was right, or her equipment was correct. And Sherry's not promoting treatments per se, but she can analyze mood states, telling the truth, potential illnesses, and as I said, in my case, the anecdotal, not research-based, statements would be she was pretty darn accurate. And a lot of people say that too. And also, too, she's had big corporate and banking interference with her bank account. She's had big pharma try to buy her out. And she refused, and there were some consequences, some controversy. Frequency research right now is really huge, but I've seen it as a coach for years. This has been around for decades. When you do stem treatment of ankle injuries, knee injuries, and things like this, designed to regenerate and speed the growth of healing cells, I've seen it. It's part of athletic intervention. It's not new. In fact, actually, it's gotten quite sophisticated. So, frequency-based intervention is an area of interest to medical science. How far it's gone? Well, it depends about the research, which really is not very good. Okay. Quantum technology, they use these terms, frequencies. Well, okay, the debunking is inaccurate here. I don't know about the biophotons, but the frequencies, it's a subject of research and it's not been totally debunked, but I would say not totally endorsed. Quantum technology, no basis in real-world application. Well, I would argue that the frequency part of it with stem treatment, athletic injuries, goes and flies in the face of that statement. But generally, I agree with the statement. Contrast with real technology. While real-world smart beds exist that use sensors for robotics for patient monitoring, they are not the miraculous cure-all. Good distinction there by AI. I agree. You can have good diagnostics with this technology using frequency analysis. But you won't necessarily have a cure for anything. Okay. But I'm telling you, my association with Dr. Sherry Edwards has kept my mind open to these possibilities. But being open and saying, what does the future hold? Let's go back in time. The time is the late 60s, and I'm talking about William Shatner, Gene Roddenberry, and the original Star Trek series, the tricorder. It was both a diagnostic using frequencies and a healing device using frequencies. But it too, in the show, had limitations. My feeling on this is quite clear. Although I think frequency intervention, there is a basis of truth. How extensive and far-reaching it is, I think, is yet to be decided. But I do know medical researchers are showing interest in there are. Some promising studies, but that doesn't mean you can regrow limbs. And people claim that, well, I've got insiders that say it. Okay, but until you can actually get quantifiable proof with replicable research, all you have is a rumor. Do I hope this happens someday? Oh, I think we'd all love to have this happen. I think the life extension possibilities using our imagination are incalculable in terms of value. But is it going to happen? I don't know. I'm not holding my breath. And the next time I have something that needs intervention, I'm going. By the way, I talk about, and I did earlier, the NanoSoma products. I'm telling you, from my perspective, this saved my life. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs before I started taking the spray. And I was told, Dave, those strip lung linings from RSV are not coming back. That came from specialists. Well, today I'm healthy as a horse, doing things I haven't done in 25 years. But it's not frequency based. This is biochemical, which is more traditional. And it could be placebo effect. I can't rule it out because there hasn't been a detailed study done on me. Although there are 33 research studies about the NanoSoma product. Some people say, there's no research. That's not true. We have published these in the past. We've referred to some of them. In fact, actually, Sarah Westall and I had a really interesting conversation about this 6, 7, 8 months ago. And Sarah was saying, Dave, is there any research about this? And I said, I know of a little, but I went to my friend, Sean McDonald, who's an official with the Magic Dykeol people, and he says, yeah, Dave, and he sent me a whole list. I thought, well, okay, this is pretty impressive. This is what we need with this story with frequency-based. When you have 33 research studies and you reach a level of significance where it says P equals less than 0.05, then you got good study, you got a good principle, and you've established the probabilities that this could work. But until that happens, we don't have that. And I know what some of you are going to say, but Dave, it could be classified. We won't ever have that. I agree. I agree. That's how classification works. And how much has been kept from the public? I don't know. And then we have the placebo effect, but we also have the nocebo effect. I covered this yesterday. The triangle, the evil triangle of unhealthy behavior, income, consumption and diet and lifestyle that leads to obesity and early death. And started with the cigarette company, spread to food, preservatives, spread dye number two. Then it spread to big pharma because yeah, we get lifetime customers. I completely endorse this as where it came from. However, doesn't say a thing about med beds. But the nagging thing that stays with me, why would the Trump people let that stay up for 48 hours, knowing that he's going to get criticized? Oh, he has. USA Today, CNN, they've all jumped on this. Non-existent technology. The president's promoting non-existent technology. And it's been used as a negative pejorative against him. I'm shocked that there's not been something from the White House on this topic. And that leads to a lot of possibilities, but I don't want to get into conjecture here. But there is a reason why this was up there. Could he have just been playing games with people? You know, he has a sense of humor. I don't know. Tell me what you think. I'm looking forward to reading your comments on this. For right now, I ain't holding my breath. I might find some solace in the NanoSoma products, but basically speaking, when I have something wrong with me, I'm going to be calling my doctor, who, by the way, I wish Dr. Ernie good luck. I heard he got thrown from his horse, broke his arm and four ribs. So we wish and pray for a quick healing on that. And also, speaking on the prayer note, say a prayer for Sarah Westall. She's her family's going through some significant health concerns, and I don't want to be too specific here, but pray for Sarah and her family as well. Anyway, I thought you'd find this interesting. You got to remember, imagination is the first step towards innovation and invention. But I do agree with the admonition that don't let this become the reason that you don't seek medical treatment. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. This is the kind of thing that we do a lot of over on our TV show, the CommonSenseShow.tv. This is part of the HIP series. Thought you'd enjoy it.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we really need to free our minds from this evil we're going to talk about. I'm going to start out with the objective. I want to alert you to a pattern that RFK Jr. has alluded to, but I don't think he's laid it out as systematically as I'm going to here. He's done it more piecemeal, and I'm sure it's for political reasons to lessen the opposition he's going to get. But everything he's saying is correct. I'm going to put it into a nutshell, a three-part presentation. And I'm going to tell you right now that if you don't listen to me and we don't become politically active, well, we get the health we deserve. And I know that sounds harsh, but the reality is there. We're brought to you by something that talking about health, all of you should be on. And I credit this product with bringing me back from the dead. Strep lung linings, RSV. Yeah, bad prognosis. I wouldn't accept it. Grace of God, taking this. And today I'm better than I've been in really 25 years. You get the starter pack. Let me explain what each does here. You get three NanoSoma liquid sprays. This is what brought me back from the RSV. Couldn't walk up a flight of stairs when it happened. Within a month, I was back in the gym. Within 3 months, I was pretty functional. Today, well, okay. Now you got the NanoSoma gel. When I was back in the gym, the old inflammation started. Had real bad knee trouble. Swell up like a grapefruit. Today,
None of that. That took about 2 to 3 months of applying that to my joints. And then there's the skin cream, good for fine lines and wrinkles, but also cuts and burns. And you saw me use it on a bad cut that I should add stitches on. And within 2 weeks, I was perfectly healed. The three together are 15% off. It's the Magic Dicol Starter Pack. I swear by this. And if I could just wish this for all of America, every one of you'd be on these products. Every one of you. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/DaveHodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/DaveHodges. Well, we're living, compared to less than a decade ago, we're living 2 years less than we used to. And I don't think it can all be, or even most of it, or a very small part of it can be attributed to the COVID days and all that went on there. And certainly it did contribute. We weren't healthy, locked down, not working out, bad diet, all that stuff. Yeah. But this started much sooner. We're going through a lot of degradation, people. I mean, in a separate posting, I probably should take a look at why our IQ as a nation has gone down 2 points in a nation as big of ours. That is significant. So we're becoming dumber. But more to the point of this presentation, we're becoming less healthy. Our lifespan is decreasing since the advent of COVID, and I'm not linking this to a causal relationship, but since 2020, our lifespan's gone down 2 years. That's dramatic. We're now living a year less than Cubans in a third world country who I think have better health care and more affordable health care than we do. Thank you very much, politicians. And it's not just Democrats, Republicans, but Democrats drive up the rates with the billions that they're throwing at illegal aliens, and now they want to throw 1.5 trillion at their health care on this government shutdown controversy. Well, I digress. I don't want to be political. We're going to be factual here. There's an evil triangle that explains why we are the way we are. Before we get to that, let's go back in time. Go look at photos, pictures, movie reels from the 50s. People are skinny. Obesity was rare. Diabetes, autism, cancer rates, much less than we have today. And the people there in those days weren't having to go on keto diets, eat Mediterranean, cut out all these foods, because quite honestly, they didn't have the bad foods to cut out. They just sat down, had a steak, had a hamburger, and they were skinny. And they weren't obsessed with working out. You didn't see gyms on every corner in a big city, not like you do now. America is obsessed with health because we have everything working against us. This is why I really talk about the Magic Dicol products, the NanoSoma spray, and so forth, because this is one way of fighting back. All right, let's start at the beginning. In the 50s, people didn't live as long as they should have because of one factor. Cigarette smoking. I've seen the old clips, doctors, 100,000 doctors smoke Camels. I saw this commercial. It was ridiculous. Those doctors should have lost their medical licenses for malpractice because we knew as early as the 30s, smoking caused certain problems, heart problems, lung problems. And in the 50s, the awareness grew. And in the 60s, the Surgeon General stepped in against all political pressure and said, "This is bad for you. Put a warning on your product." Didn't ban it. I thought they should have, but they didn't. But before they got to the Surgeon General's warning in the 60s, companies like R.J. Reynolds, going along with the Marlboro Man, they purposely made cigarettes addicting. And there's been all kinds of investigative pieces on this. That's not even worth getting into having to prove it because it's been proven medically and in courts of law. Okay, so smoking became addicting, but with the limitations on smoking, can't run ads on TV and all these other limitations that came, the cigarette industry saw the profits diminishing greatly. So they decided, well, okay, we need a side venture. And the side venture was food. This is the second leg of this evil triangle. The first was tobacco, then they took over food. And they started buying up food companies. And then they employed the same third-party companies to make the foods addicting. Yeah, there we go, folks. I'm telling you, let's get specific, okay? Coke, diabetes water. That's what the research tells us. Then we get into high fructose red dye number two, seed oil, canola, okay? And just stuffing is full of sugar. And then some of these oils, well, the Rockefeller people got this pushed in to the food pyramid. It came from petroleum. We're drinking oil from the ground that's processed. And speaking of processed, today, 70% of all foods consumed by kids are processed. They're addicting, and they are harbingers of heart disease, cancer, accompanying obesity. It's absolutely amazing. So those are the two legs here. And as I scan my notes here, how'd they get away with this? Well, it's common knowledge that they bought out the FDA and the USDA. You say, Dave, how'd they do that? I can't prove outright bribery, although I know there's been court cases, but let's talk about how it's done. It's called the revolving door of personnel. If you're working for the tobacco industry, you're working for Big Food, Big Ag, okay, you retire and you go to work for the FDA or the USDA. And then flip the coin over to the other side. If you're working for those federal agencies that regulate our food and allow these false food pyramids to come in, thank you very much, Stephen Gundry, Dr. Stephen Gundry, for exposing this. But if you flip that over and go to the false food pyramid, right, these people in the USDA and FDA that sanction this now go to work and get richly rewarded by going to work for these two evil legs of the same monster. Namely, tobacco and the big food companies that they bought out, making the food addicting. Some of the biggest offenders are the sodas, the potato chips, the cookies. Bet you can't eat just one. Yeah, remember that commercial? Boy, that was more true than you realize. But they also got into fake research to cover up what they were doing. And the fake research went from people like, well, Harvard, Stanford. Well, we'll pay so much to your endowment fund, but let us do the research. We'll find a third-party company to come in and do the research. And it's kind of funny because I taught research classes and stat classes for years and years and years at two college institutions. One was a community college, one was a four-year major university. And I've written courses, I've written curriculum in this for 4.5 years. I taught master's degree students how to research their dissertations, and we used medical modeling. And I can even tell you when the shift came, when Big Ag and these other companies, now Big Pharma, they basically conduct their own research through third-party sources that they control, and they make deals with sponsoring universities, throwing a little federal grant money because of campaign donations, and you got a complete public deception going on. Now, even if I'm entirely wrong, and I'm not, history bears me out. I'm simply repeating what's already been researched. There's nothing novel here that I'm giving you. There's nothing new or unproven. But the reality is this, is that these people, as accused, I don't believe are trying to depopulate the planet. I don't believe they're trying to depopulate Americans. I think that's a ridiculous allegation. It's unproven. I think at some level, there are people on a global scale that want to see less people. They've said so in writing. And some of them act on it. I don't think this is what this is about. This is about pure profit and creating customers that'll be addicted to your products. The research is so clear on this. The court cases are so clear. But now we enter into a third partner. Who do you think that is? Well, while you're thinking about it, put away your chips. Put away your Doritos. Put away your tacos. By the way, the cravings that you feel are not character weaknesses as portrayed by doctors. You know, doctors hardly get any training in medical school on nutrition. There's a reason. There's a reason. Science does not create medical school curriculum unto itself. These cravings, and you just don't feel satiated. I mean, this is the sodas, the chips, and so forth. Not your fault. Seriously, it is not your fault. It's not character weakness. There's some people that are more genetically predisposed to the effects, and they'll pack on pounds and have health effects sooner than others, but it's more genetics combined with an unhealthy environment. But there's a third leg to this evil triangle that has come in, and they are benefiting from these unhealthy practices, and it helps explain in my mind. And here's the only conspiracy I'm going to talk about other than making money. Now, it is about making money, is big pharma to get lifelong customers. When we have 70% of all calories consumed in America by kids under the age of 18 being from processed foods, you're creating lifelong customers from chronic illnesses. And RFK Jr. has brilliantly laid out the statistics. This is what we had then. This is what we have now. Autism then, cancer then, heart disease then. This is what we've got today. Gee, what happened? Did our genetics go afoul? Did the character get weak and we just consume things that are crappy because we like to self-indulge? No more than people in the 50s. So you've got Big Pharma taking advantage of this. And Big Pharma writes the medical school curriculums. It's been that way for a long time. There's no secret. So why doesn't a potential doctor, unless the university is novel, get a course in nutrition and exercise? And I'm going to give you seemingly an unrelated fact, but it's not. You've been to the doctor. You've been there 3 times now in 6 months. Has your doctor said to you, gee, is everything okay? Can we talk about your diet? How's your stress level? Stress is a huge predictor of illness. It exacerbates conditions that might not show up for decades by having too much stress or eating too much crappy food. When has your doctor ever had that discussion with you? They're not incompetent, right? They're the beneficiaries, or you could call the victims, of a crappy medical school education. Oh, they know how this cell connects to that cell, and this process does this. They know all the parts of the brains and the central nervous system. But they ignore the main fuel that powers the engine of being a human being, and that's nutrition. And the nutrition is addicting. The nutrition is increasingly unhealthy. And politicians get bought off. I mean, you know who the biggest proponent and got it through of red dye number two, the creator of cancers? Yeah, it was Rumsfeld. And a lot of these politicians are bought off by these evil empires, these three legs of the same evil triangle designed to make you less healthy. Okay, I think you've got the idea. You see the historical progression, you see the players, you know how they benefit. Okay, so what? Are we just complaining for complaining's sake? Or is this actually going somewhere? If you were ever, as a nation, to write letters, public letters of support on X, on other social media, and say RFK needs to be fully funded and get out of his way and handle all legal challenges from the evil empire, we would see a turnaround in health in our country. He has made this his personal crusade. And I think he's as sincere can be. This is the mark he wants to leave behind. This is his legacy. And he happens to be right. You want to condemn your kids to having the same maladies you're developing or have developed? Or do you want to take a different path? This is where we need to have our voices heard. Oh, there's a whole lot of reforms we could do, and too numerous to go into right now. Just give you an example of a couple. Independent commissions who aren't receiving funding from any of these three empires need to be writing the medical school curriculum. All medical school students should be required to have at least a semester in a course of nutrition and exercise. You understand exercise has more benefits for longevity through all-cause mortality than any medicine. Peter Attia, Attia, I'd suggest you look at his work. I get regular emails from Peter as I signed up for his newsletter, and the research is overwhelming. Folks, we can change this. We can get back to what we had in the 50s without the deficit of being addicted to cigarettes, like about 70% of the country were. But if you take that factor away from people in the 50s, they'd be living about 20 years longer than us. And I'll close with this. Back in the late 2000s, like 2008, 2009, 2010, I was in communication with some Cal Berkeley longevity researchers. They eventually got shut down. They were talking about the fact, and this, by the way, is biblical. I said, how long should we be living if we could clean up all this nonsense? And they said about 120 years for the average lifespan. Some longer, some shorter. And they went through a list of things that have to happen. Many of them were things I mentioned here. And folks, this was, we're going on 18, 20 years now. Well, they got shut down. They were dismissed because Big Pharma and the Big Ag came in and said, you want donations from us? You want your endowment fund? Well, you stop this crap right now. But I had them on my show several times. They actually produced a product that I don't think is in use anymore. It was kind of the forerunner of Magic Dicol. It was called Juvenon. And pretty well researched. It lengthened the telomeres, which is a big predictor of cell health and longevity. And that actually leads to longer life. It's the same thing that the nanosoma spray does. This is why I push this stuff so hard. Not only did I have personal benefit from it, I knew enough that I was living out what I had learned as a broadcaster and interviewer several years before. And because I know how to do research, I know it works. Anyway, it's up to you. It's up to you. We can collectively act and speak out against these entities that put profits over people's health. Modern medicine today is profits over patient health. Well, I'm not saying they don't do some good. I'm not saying your doctor's a bad person. I'm saying they're poorly educated. There are huge gaps. They could make a huge difference in how healthy and how long we live. It's up to you. I say we get on board behind RFK Jr. and start screaming at the top of our lungs that we want reform. And then I would recommend too that you look at some of the longevity experts like Peter Attia and his cadre of colleagues and start following them, because I found that when I was doing some of what they were advocating, my workouts transformed to higher levels. I was healthier. My resting pulse when I sit like this, I'm kind of agitated right now, but if I wasn't agitated, just sitting here like this, I'd probably be in the high 50s, low 60s for resting pulse. That's the benefit I'm getting. You can too. Let's get to work. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. And if you want to keep up with us on a regular basis without having to come back several times a day, you can get one email that contains everything we do in the previous 24 hours. All you have to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner, and keep in mind, we don't sell data. Put in your email, and the very next day, you'll get an update every single day, and it's automatic. You go, well, that's easy. Yeah, it's free, and over 50,000 people are taking advantage of it. That's thecommonsenseshow.com. Click the newsletter link upper right-hand corner and join the family. Let's get to work, folks.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Make sure you check out our TV show, the Common Sense Show.tv. People love it. Hiding in plain sight. We're going to give you an example of that stuff today as we look at something really, really, really frightening. And I think it might have been part of our past. We'll elaborate on that too. What are we talking about? Profound earth changes. And we cover that on the TV show. We also cover a whole variety of topics. People love it. We call it the Hiding in Plain Sight series. It goes with our geopolitics and our interviews. To subscribe, go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. Piece of cake. Also, don't forget about our newsletter. Keep up on what we do. Over 50,000 people are getting a free update of everything we do in the previous 24 hours. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com and put in your email address and the newsletter link. We don't sell your data, and you'll get a recapitulation of everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. Pretty good stuff. One-stop shopping.
Well, we're brought to you by a tremendous product, actually set of products here. I absolutely love it. And you know, I credit these products with turning my life around. When I had strip lung linings, RSV, the stuff I'd just taken for the pneumonia that came simultaneous, didn't touch this. Doctor said, Dave, those strip lung linings aren't coming back. Well, it did, because I used the NanoSome liquid spray. And then when I was back in the gym, forcing my recovery, old problems, bone on bone, knee and so forth, crept up. And Scotty Sachs, my good friend, said, Dave, use the topical gel. Well, 2 to 3 months over time, took a little time, I noticed I could do more and more without the swelling, the intense pain. Today, I'm pain free. Tomorrow, going to do a great workout with deadlifts, squats, some sprints, and I hurt. But it's not my joints. It's my muscles and my stamina. I really owe a lot to these products. And then finally, there's the skin cream. It's good for fine lines and wrinkles, but you may recall I was wearing this huge bandage on my index finger on my left hand. Well, I had cut it severely, and I probably needed 4 to 6 stitches, but I didn't want to go to the ER on a Friday night and sit there forever. And I said, hey, I'll just use this cream and wrap it up, do the same thing the next day. 2 weeks later, no problem. No harm, no foul. These are the great products, folks. I'm telling you, I owe so much to the magic diet called NanoSoma people. You will too. This is the starter pack, 15% off retail price. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I am wholly concerned about earth changes. And I've done a fair amount of research on this, and I've been building to this, and I have done so many related pieces. It's time that we just put it all together. The planet is whispering, and the earth is going through some very hidden shifts that could rewrite our future. It began with a whisper. It's too faint for human ears, but loud enough to shake the instruments buried deep beneath the crust. Seismologists in Beijing and LA notice something strange. The Earth's inner core, once spinning faster than the surface, has begun to slow down. Some even think it's reversing. I'll give you the citations for this at the end of this piece, and I mean it. It has reversed, according to some of these people. The inner core's backward spin is very concerning. In early 2025, researchers published seismic data suggesting the solid iron ball at the center of our planet, roughly the size of the moon, has changed direction. For decades, it was believed to rotate slightly faster than the Earth's surface, but now it appears to be spinning backwards. The implications? Well, we're not really quite clear on this, but scientists speculate that this shift could subtly lengthen our days, disrupt the magnetic field. And as an aside here, we've talked about the evidence for a reversal of the magnetosphere, and it appears to be going on. And I say appear because we don't have a lot of baseline data to compare this to. All this could influence seismic activity, and some theorists whisper of deeper consequences like changes in the Earth's gravitational balance and long-term climate change patterns. It's like discovering your heart has started beating in reverse, said one geophysicist. We don't know what it means yet, he said, but you know this is not normal. The slowing spin of the Earth is of major concern. As if the inner core's rebellion wasn't enough, the planet's overall rotation is slowing, slightly, but measurably. The culprit? We're not sure. Melting polar ice caps is redistributing water towards the equator, subtly bulging the planet and altering the spin. Now, some people say climate change. Some people say it's a combination of that and the fact that the gravitational status of the Earth has changed, as well as the pole tilt. And there's evidence for the latter. In the last 15 years, we have had to change true north runway approach for airplanes in North America by one full degree, and it's growing by the year. And it's growing at a much faster rate than it once was. And it's incredible. Now, what we're beginning to see as the Earth rotation begins to decelerate, the result is longer days. Now, right now, we measure that in milliseconds, but the trend is there. And these milliseconds, they do matter. They affect satellite navigation, timekeeping, and even space launches from NASA, SpaceX, and so forth. And over the centuries, this could reshape how we measure time itself. So what comes next? These changes aren't necessarily apocalyptic in the immediate future. Now, some people disagree with that because if I have pointed this out, the Ring of Fire and many volcanoes around the planet are awakening at the same time. So there's a division here among scientists. Some say this is already happening. Bad stuff is coming. Some scientists say, no, the change is going to be slow and not profound. We're not sure. I'm not sure from researching this. But there's a fundamental question, actually a set of questions that are being asked right now. I'm going to pose those to you right here. Could the inner core's reversal be cyclical or a sign of deeper instability, with the slowing spin affecting climate change loops or tectonic behavior? How bad will it get? How quickly will it get? Well, that's the division among scientists. Are we entering a new geological phase without realizing it? Well, let's go back in time for a second here, and I'm going to really focus on something I've talked a lot about. I think the evidence for the existence of Lemuria and Atlantis, I think it's overwhelming. And then, of course, the folklore legends in several civilizations on different continents seem to validate what I'm telling you here. We've been through this before. Now, the cause, some people think, was a nuclear war between Atlantis and Lemuria. That's one popular view. Another popular view is it was exactly what we're describing here, but the changes came quickly, profound, and struck in a single moment. This is where people start to divide in camps, and they start to take different positions with regard to speed of effect, severity of the effect. But what no one seems to disagree with is that the effect is real. So one thing is certain, our planet is changing beneath our feet, and it's not waiting for our permission. This is absolutely incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And I would say, pray for protection. If we stick strictly to Revelation, it does talk about men's hearts will fail from the fear that they're going to experience. Is this part of it? I don't know. I read an article today, an astronomical article, that said that Phobos got hit by an asteroid at enough of a speed, Earth's gravitational field could grab it at some point and pull it right into the Earth. I mean, all, as if we don't have enough issues to worry about. But we are living in an age of profound change. I think there's no doubt about it. And indeed, we can all agree on this. The Earth is whispering and change is afoot. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless all of you. Appreciate you guys. And I will tell you this. I keep coming back to our sponsor for this particular segment. And I got to tell you, you really need to grab on to these Magic Dicol products. They work. We have lots of testimonials, but you've got my testimonial. Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time.